You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Take a deep breath. In and out. In and out. Squeeze. Tense, 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 tense. Release. Brothers and sisters. Lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, tantric sex practitioners, transgendered hotties, snake people, bonobos, all you chillin' a sex, 'cause God may be hot, and the goddess may be hotter, but all we know is we are all chillin' of sex. We may not be chillin' of God, we may be chillin' of the goddess, we may be chillin' with the snakes. In the Garden of Eden, we fantasize, we romanticize, we memorize, and we look into each other's eyes, and we fall in love. And this is a show about love. Sex, life, death, and the snake, the reptile brain, the oldest part of our living selves that stalks our civilized consciousness. Always asserting its gentle power. And we're going to talk about all of that tonight here on Radio Suzy One, broadcasting live from the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And I'm here in my studio with my brother Max, who's also my husband, nothing to do with incest, but hi, Max. And brother Brandelieu.
Hello.
On the controls. He's so controlling. And my guests. I have several tonight. And Mel. I mean, I have a lot of other people here, too. I do. I could introduce everyone. Mel, Moriah, the wind, and Mar. And gosh, let me get to my guests. Tantric goddess, Corina Corina, welcome to Radio Suzy One.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so happy to have you. I know you've been here before, but this is your first time as a featured guest.
I haven't been here before.
Oh, you
actually
haven't?
It's my first time.
Oh, okay.
You're taking my Suzy virginity.
Okay, good. Good. But you've known people who have been here.
I have.
You knew Kim, who was in several shows here, one of which is broadcasting video right now. That's our Halloween spectacular Bacchanalia, the erotic insurgent masquerade. Kim is in there. Oh, look at her.
Yay.
She's got her,
all her
boobies
glory
out. Yeah. Yeah, she looks really cute. So welcome. And you're a tantric goddess or sex practitioner, or what are you?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'll sign up for all those things.
Have I left anything out?
I'm a holistic health practitioner. I'm a certified tantric therapist.
And how do you get certified for that?
I actually give certifications.
Oh.
And I have one coming up in February. All the details are on goddesstemple.com. And it's an exciting class to figure out how to integrate tantra in your own life and then how to create a career out of that.
So
and
you have a school.
Empowering other people.
A temple.
I do. Yes, a temple and a school.
Temple and a school. They go together. I remember I went to temple as a kid, and I also went to Hebrew school.
Yeah.
So this is like tantra school, you know. You go to temple, and then you go to school to learn about it, because in temple, you're just kind of chanting and,
right.
you know, breathing and stuff. So
yeah, so it's integrating all those things.
And, right. Cool. All right. Well, where's your temple?
My temple is in Orange County, in Orange, California.
Oh.
And that's where I hold most of my classes.
Uh-huh. But you travel around a lot.
I do. I travel all over like crazy.
Why do you travel so much?
I guess there's a need. There's a call for me. And
so
I'm happy to oblige and be of service and help in whatever way I can.
All right. Well, you're going to help us tonight.
Yes, please.
I'm sure. I would like that. I would like you to give us a tantra lesson of some sort, or have us do something tantric. I already got everybody breathing. Did you notice that?
I liked that.
And a little squeeze and release thing.
That was nice for me, too. That kind of
prep there.
Brought a little shakti into my body and spread it around.
I do a little tantra here and there.
I like it.
I'm eclectic. So, okay. And speaking of eclecticism, we have quite a variety here. We do have a veteran of the Dr. Susan Block Show. Well, at least a one time. She's been here before, once, 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes, I have.
And this is Christina. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You look, if it's even possible, even hotter than last time.
Thank you. Yeah, I felt like last time I was overdressed.
You were overdressed. Well, actually, this time you're more dressed than you were last time, with the top. Thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you have to take that off at some point. Is there something under that?
Kind of.
Okay, that sounds good enough for me. No, I mean, last time you had on a little, like, almost sleeveless top.
Yeah.
As I recall.
Yes.
So how does that equate to being more overdressed than a long sleeve top?
Well, this is kind of like a buttoned-up dress, and only two buttons are really buttoned, so it's
I see. Oh, you're wearing no pants or anything.
No pants.
Oh, and no skirt. Oh, look at this. Oh, okay. Oh, you could... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice when
you're
the
in your undies.
You.
Yeah.
Breezy.
Nice bod there. Yeah, I didn't see all that before.
Thank
you were wearing
you.
A little skirt before, right?
Yeah,
little dress.
So
now you're really showing off your...
Everything else.
Tone, legs, your butt.
My butt.
I actually didn't really see your butt. You can show me your butt. Would you like to?
Private showing.
You can show me your butt. Yeah, there we go. Ah, very nice. Very nice. Wait, you should let we don't have a camera here for pictures? Pictures of the butt. Come forward with the camera, please. That's Ray on second camera, and there is Mariah on first camera shooting the butt. That would be the Christina butt.
Oh, the video.
We're so crass. We get very spiritual and intellectual, and then we get just all about butts.
I hope and Sparkle's sexy. Watching.
All
she
about
couldn't
the butt.
Make it today, but...
Oh, really? I thought she was coming later.
No, I'm sorry. No, she couldn't make it.
She couldn't make it, but she sent her boys here.
Oh.
Sparkle. Okay.
Sparkle bang bang.
Yes, Sparkle bang bang. She told us she was coming. All right, well, then... We won't talk about her.
She should call us.
Well, why don't you call her and tell her to?
Explain the situation.
Yeah, tell her to explain the situation. Actually, I've got her number right here. You can call her on my phone. Here. Okay. So I should introduce my other guest and not try to call Sparkle on the phone. That's really silly. Never talk about people that don't show up. Drives me crazy. Okay, so now who did show up? Here she is. Here, you can call her there. So this is the Snake Man, Shy.
Hi.
Hi, Shy. Everybody.
Good evening. It's great being here.
Great to have you and your family of reptiles.
Yeah,
and would you introduce your lovely consort here?
Yeah, this is Jenna, my
Jenna.
Friend.
Yeah. Jenna, welcome. Let's see, can we get... Well, let's talk to you a little bit first, Shy. I don't think we should disturb these snakes too much.
Yeah.
Let them kind of go crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
This is Chocha.
Chocha.
Yeah,
Chocha means pussy, right?
Yeah.
In Spanish?
Yeah.
And right.
She's a 3-year-old red-tailed boa constrictor.
Oh, very
she's
good.
She's great. She
yes.
loves
Hello, Chocha. Would
people.
You like a drink, Chocha? Yes.
And she likes you. She's
she does. She's coming back to me.
Yeah.
She feels a need. We bonded earlier.
Uh-huh.
We did a little hugging, embracing. I love the way snakes embrace. Oop, you're knocking over the glasses, Chocha. Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah,
she's pretty calm, though. She's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. She's a boa. She's going through my sunglasses. There you go. And so you just... like keep snakes as pets? Do you do like snake charming?
Yeah, I love snakes. I love the way they move. I think they're very sexy and beautiful. They're coming, relaxing people.
They do relax people.
Yeah.
I mean, I do a lot of people relaxing with my little snake. Although every once in a while, my little snake gets all agitated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does Chocha ever get agitated?
No, never.
Not really. Chocha's, Chocha's bigger than everything else, so why get agitated? Right. So my mouse just fell on the floor. Can I get someone to get my mouse, please? Do I have to go get it?
Mariah.
Ah, thank you. All right. Here we go. Thank you, Christina. I wish I could have seen you bend over just now with those little undies. So... now, you're a snake charmer? You're a professional snake charmer?
I keep snakes for the last 25 years, since I remember myself. And we do many, many projects with snakes.
Uh-huh. What kind of projects?
We do photo shooting and posing with snakes. We do healing work for people with fears. And we're introducing the wild part within us through those snakes.
You do workshops with snakes where people hold them and play with them and do things. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I tend to play with my snake as an icebreaker a lot for sex. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
You know, because people get into holding a snake and they sort of get in touch with their... sensuous side. You sound like you're really in touch with your sensuous side. All right, so so this is your job. This is
this
what you
is,
do.
This is
or one of your jobs.
One of like one it's of more your... of a hobby job.
Oh, okay.
Like,
do you have a regular job?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work as a sexual surrogate partner since 1997.
A sexual surrogate.
Yeah.
Well, then you can use the snake in that as an icebreaker, you know.
Yeah.
As one of those things.
I actually did it with a few of my clients.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are you a sexual surrogate for women or men?
For women.
For women?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's only one person like me in Los Angeles.
Good, because there's not a lot of business. So I'm glad you don't have a lot of competition, you know? Because women, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't tend to go to sex surrogates. Yeah. Maybe sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
What kind of women are your clients?
Women with late virginity, shy women.
Really?
Or, women with the vaginismus, vestibulitis, pain disorders.
Right.
And anyone who wants to learn how to date better, how to be a better partner.
Are they all single or do any husbands send you their girls?
Singles.
Single.
Yeah.
No husband sends you his wife.
If they have a partner,
if
they have a partner, they can just go ahead and go for a couple therapy.
Well, true.
Yeah.
True. I was just kind of thinking about some guys, you know, that might be calling you and saying, could you take my wife, please, and do something with her? You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of guys wouldn't mind that. I mean, some guys get off on it. They're kind of into the cuckold fantasy, you know?
Yeah.
And guys are usually more motivated to fix sex than girls. Girls kind of let it go.
That's true. Yeah. You know?
But it's great. It's great that you're doing that. I'll have to keep you in my Rolodex.
Yeah.
And so are you one of his clients, Jenna?
No.
Okay, Jenna, you talk on to the...
No, I'm not the client. I'm the girlfriend.
The girlfriend?
Yes.
Really? So what's it like to be the girlfriend of a male sex surrogate that works with women?
Yeah, it took some getting used to.
But they're none of them are as good looking as you, so
that
helps. That helps.
That's true.
Because they got problems, you know, so they're not that great looking, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that going to be normally the case?
Yeah, that's true.
It would be hard to find someone as beautiful as she is, too.
Anyway,
look at her.
Right, exactly. There you go.
So,
so you got no competition there.
Yeah, not really about the competition.
And then he gets to appreciate you. Because he has to deal with all these women with problems.
That's true, and right. I have to say I very much appreciate him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, say that then.
He's very experienced, so.
Ooh.
Right on.
It works out well.
What did he get you to do sexually that you didn't do before? What kind of thing did he introduce you to?
Multiple orgasms, for example.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And deep intimacy, very, very deep, and some tantric practices.
So you had orgasms before?
I had orgasms before. I never had a multiple orgasm.
But never a multiple orgasm. Wow. And how did he get you going?
How did he get me going?
Yeah. Where's this snake going, speaking of going?
Yeah.
Snake. I don't want to swivel around and break her neck, but she's crawling down my chair. She does seem to want to be near me, but then again, she also wants to crawl down the chair.
Grab her.
Okay, someone needs to get her.
Restrain the snake.
Because she's gonna. Oh wait, where's she? Oh, she's going right over here, right around the chair. Okay, all right, she's all right. She's okay. All right then. Multiple orgasms, and reptiles, serpents. The serpent is a symbol of sex and
the kundalini
naughtiness. And kundalini. Mm. There you go. Okay, let's talk about tantra and snakes.
I think we just did.
Okay. Why is the kundalini represented as a snake?
In the Vedas, it's believed that the kundalini is like a sleeping serpent that's coiled around the tailbone. And when you start to have kriyavati, or multiple orgasms, that causes the serpent to awaken and travel up through the spinal column and up through the channel of the body. Deactivated.
Right. And snakes do that slithering thing.
Slithering back and forth.
Serpentine movement, right?
Sexy snake sisters.
Yes, you're a little serpentine yourself.
You think so?
I think you
totally.
Are. I think you're a serpentine kind of girl. Yeah.
Very smooth.
And yes, you're smooth, and snakes also shed and go through changes.
I think that's something very good, shedding.
Shedding.
Yeah.
Yes, because...
Letting go of the old.
We should pick up with Christina where we left off on our last episode. Christina, of course, was brought by Aunt Deborah. Yes, now we're having snake posing. We can do that. You can pose with the snakes. Okay. While we talk to Christina, we can't just watch them because this is a radio show. Okay, we have to remember, primarily we're doing radio.
Speak.
So if they want to pose, that's your chance
say
to talk.
Hello.
It is. It works out that way, you know, because everybody can't talk at once.
Yes.
So Christina, you are on the spot.
Hello.
Hi. You had a good time at the radio show 2 weeks ago. I think you were here, right?
I did. I was a little nervous because I had never done this before, but you know, I felt comfortable afterwards.
Right. Right. And you were great, you know. I mean, you came in the middle of the show, and you were just, you know, a lot of fun and giggly. And who are we talking to? Sparkle, right. Oh, forget her. She's not here.
She's not here.
Okay. I hope she's okay.
She is.
Yeah, okay. Okay, good. So you've been in touch with her. She's been texting
you, I bet. No, no, no. After I met her here, so this is very cool. I ran into her at a club in Hollywood.
Ah, yes. The two of you are little club whores. Yes. Or sluts. You don't get paid. Right. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Excellent. So, okay. And when you were last here, you know, you chatted, chat. And then at the very end of the show, you had a big surprise.
Yeah, I did. Well, I don't know how big it is.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know how big it is either, actually. Come to think of it, I really don't. It was a surprise.
Yeah, I think I came out, I don't know what word I used, but it was transgender. Yeah.
Transgender. Yes. I kind of blew it by my introduction tonight. If you're listening carefully, I introduced you that way.
You did.
But
you're so welcoming. That was awesome.
Yes.
Everyone should be open-minded that way.
Well, I figure we're going to talk about it tonight, and then we don't have to introduce you that way because you are so feminine and beautiful.
I would
and
have I never guessed if she didn't just give it away. Like,
right,
she's
right.
So
and
girly.
I didn't, you know, before when she came here. Right, she's very girly. And yet she explained it, but only started to explain it because it was the very end of the show when she surprised us. And we went, cheater!
How dare she?
How dare you?
Sensationalizing things.
Yes. So, tell us a little more about you.
Well, I'm from L.A., and
you grew up a boy.
Oh, no, yeah.
Or I started to.
Yeah, I did. I started to and never really went back into being a man. Well, ever. Even wanted to. So, I just state that.
At what age did you?
Well, I never, see, the thing is, it was very confusing for me because I never really experienced the whole, like puberty, you know. It was just like I always kind of felt as I went through high school with, I mean, elementary school with girls, and in elementary it's kind of easy because you go to the girl restroom with the girls. Also, it's not like they really change it. Mm-hmm. Now I don't know if they've changed it, but back in those days, it was, you know, it was that way.
At what age? I mean, when you were a kid. Yeah.
Like 5, 6 years old.
Oh yeah, yeah. Then it's all
elementary.
Unisex, right.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. Like equal. So I didn't know the difference till I got to like junior high, and then I'm like, oh, this is kind of different territory. So for a while,
right,
I was able to kind of like deal with
straddle
certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like
doesn't
kind of cope
matter
with certain things. Yeah. You know, kind of coping with things. Well, it did matter because I didn't want to get hurt. And I was slowly seeing how people were discriminating just by the way that I spoke. And then I was like, wait. Like, I had, like, Asian ladies at swap meets asking, well, I would ask them if their dog was a boy or a girl, and they would ask me afterwards, after they would answer about their dog, they would be like, are you a boy or a girl? And I'd be like,
oh,
I wouldn't know
wow
what to say. Yeah. So that was something that happened often, or, like, people being rude. So, you know, I learned how to hide it, I guess, or try to hide it, but afterwards I just it wasn't worth it. It wasn't. It's. It wasn't very satisfying to kind of sit there and pretend,
yeah,
or try to be, you know, what society like makes it to, tries to make it be.
Exactly. Well, cool. So up until you were puberty, you could be, kind of a boy girl as a girly boy, I guess, and then it gets tough. Yeah, it gets tough. So, you made a choice, and I think it was a good choice.
Thank you.
I think it was. And it's in a way sad that our society makes us choose like that. Is it our society or is it our hormones?
This is actually a passion of mine. It's funny that I just ended up right next to you.
Okay.
And everything happens for a reason.
There you go.
But I have a website called unveiled.net that's supposed to be explicit information and techniques on Tantra. And this has always been something that's fascinated me because I realize that about a third of people are not born clearly one sex or another. Either they have both or parts of both genitals, or they feel inside, somewhere inside, they feel like, wait, this is not really who I am. This sex that I was born is not really resonating with me. I feel like I'm something else and I'm just kind of masquerading and going on. And I think there's a huge percentage that we don't even know about of people who feel this way or who either don't clearly have a decision mentally or physically have some of both or on a chromosome level. Well, I don't know.
I think it's pretty normal to have some of both.
It's so normal. It's such a normal thing. And yet our culture makes it this weird thing that's not, you know, this kind of bizarre, almost like fetishy thing that's not as common as I think it is. It's a pretty... I've talked to a lot of people that have that.
Sex, I think, has changed so much. It's so random. I mean, I have girlfriends who at times say that they go on and want to get a sex reassignment surgery. But then at the same time, those guys that are going and having sex with biological women kind of, you know, do the thing, you know, and go with the girls that are transgender. And not that it's bad, but society makes it look bad. You
right.
know? So then they...
It's this taboo thing.
Yeah, so then they implement this, you know, loathing upon themselves, saying that they're doing something bad or that right. they're like, ooh, you know, I'm getting
because
away with this.
Just because society says it's bad, not because it necessarily is either one or the other.
Well, yeah. Society's changing, but, and we are all part of society.
Sex is so good, true. Yeah.
You know, and society is not something outside of us.
No, not at all.
It's part of us, and so we're all part of the change, you know. I mean, you know, you made this very obvious change, but we're all kind of embracing our different sides. They just did a study on why women have sex. Why women have sex. Brother Max sent it to me. And guess what, folks? Women have sex for the same reasons that men have sex.
Yeah.
Same reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good.
Well, a variety of reasons, you know. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons. It feels good is a really good reason, but it's not always the reason. Sometimes you do it because you love someone and you feel like you have to.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do it, you know, because you're trying to impress someone. Sometimes you do it, you know, because you're horny.
You're out of practice.
Sometimes you do it, yeah, just because you want to lose your virginity or, you know, there's all different reasons. And maybe there's a little more to one side than the other among men and women, but they're all the same reasons. It's not like we're that different. Men are not from Mars and women are not from Venus. I think it's entertaining to make us different, and in a way it's maybe something economic about it, maybe something about you know, keeping women in their place, about keeping the differences very, very pronounced. But I think the differences are kind of dissipating in a lot of ways. People are getting more and more in touch with this so-called side of them that is the opposite sex, you know. So, anyway, here we are on Radio Suzy One, talking about sex, love, life, and death, tantra,
yeah.
Transsexuality, is that a word? Transsexuality?
It is.
Yes, and snake handling, and sex surrogacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Do you ever find that women that you've got, I mean, maybe a reason that they don't have sex much is because they don't feel like a woman, like they'd rather be a guy?
Yeah, I've been actually working with the transsexed woman right before the operation, and she wanted to get in touch with her new feminine body.
Okay, so you're working with a male to female.
Exactly.
Of course, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
That's cool.
And that was a very interesting experience for me and kind of successful experience for the client, because they were very excited to really feel what it feels like to be with a man.
Yeah.
When she's in a new body, in her new body. So that was a very nice exploration for both of us, because it was my first time.
And this was pre-op?
Yeah, pre-op.
And then she got her op?
Yeah.
She did? Did you have sex with her after that?
No, she moved to another state, and I'm guessing she's good now. I hope.
So. Yeah. She's good. You know, we're always learning, so I can imagine you could always, you know... help someone get better. Isn't that right, Jenna? Jenna, what do you do? Are you a sex surrogate too? Guys are hoping.
No.
No, too bad.
I'm getting my doctoral in psychology.
In psychology? Uh-huh. Wow. So you're going to be a psychologist?
Yeah, and I'm currently working as an intern. Intern therapist.
Intern therapist. Uh-huh. Okay. With what kind of people?
I do have a specialty in sexual issues or sexual dysfunctions. So that's some of my clientele, but mostly it's generalized depression, anxiety.
Right. Not sex problems so much.
Some. I have.
Of course, everything's related to sex.
Uh-huh.
Including, do we have this caller on the line? Matthew? On line, I don't know, it doesn't say what line. But he's in Redondo Beach.
Uh-oh. All right.
He's at the beach.
Matthew, are you in Redondo?
Matthew?
Matt? No? Okay. Matthew?
No, Matthew. All right.
All right.
All right. Well, anyway, we are here in Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. And we're talking about Tantra, transsexuality, snake handling, and sex surrogacy. And if you'd like to call us, our number is 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. Or if you're somewhere outside of North America, then you have to call our regular number, which is okay. You know, you can handle it. You can just, you know, spend a few pennies or euros. It's cheaper now for you Europeans. So it's 213-749-1330. That's 213-749-1330. And I'm here with Corina, Dr. Corina Clark. What is your doctorate in?
Spiritual counseling.
I didn't know you could get one like that.
Yeah.
Or did you? Where'd you get that?
I got it from the Institute of Holistic Studies in West Virginia. And it was mostly, yes, correspondence. I had to do my thesis and all that through the mail.
What'd you do your thesis on?
Amrita, female ejaculation.
Amrita, female ejaculation.
And where does it come from and what is it and why is it happening to me?
Hmm.
And basically, it turned out to be that it's a bit of a mystical, spiritual experience. I didn't start experiencing female ejaculation until after I started studying Tantra. So for me, it came from the goddess. It was just this magic awakening that made my sexuality more spiritual and more intense and more cleansing and more balancing and kind of put me into that space, which I didn't know I could get into until I was, you know, 19, 20 years old.
A lot of people do discover female ejaculation through Tantra.
Yeah, I think
listen to us,
yin.
Christina. We're a bunch of girls trying to ejaculate like guys.
No, it's very different. No, I know it's... That's one thing that I've heard, like, a lot. Women are very used to not ejaculating when they have sex, and I just kind of think it's
but
kind
men,
of...
Men have been ejaculating, and women have been
that.
Holding it, and I think that's kind of a reverse of the cycle that women are supposed to relax and release and surrender, and men are supposed to absorb that energy and that magic and pull it up through their higher chakras to reach
That's the only problem
states.
I have with Tantra. I think men should be able to ejaculate too. But well, I mean, they can learn to hold back, you know.
It's very, I'm not sure what type of, like, how guys work with the whole female body or, like, I mean, obviously they're not all the same as, you know, the gentleman sitting next to me.
Unfortunately,
you know,
they're not all that well trained.
Yeah, where they work, you know, as to, like, satisfy.
Hey,
you know.
I've got some friends that just walked in. This is Rita and Ralph. They are, I met them through this show. They started as callers. And have a seat. Have a seat. Can you order drinks? Actually, I'm pouring Agavero. Have you had Agavero?
Well, you should pour him a shot since it's his birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Ralph! Oh, my God. We got to have a toast to Ralph. They kind of fell in love, you know, against all odds. And
did Phil Collins sing?
Yeah, something like that. You know, I mean, it reminds me of myself in a way. This is Agavero tequila liqueur in little skull cups for the Halloween season. And Agavero Tequila Liqueur is from Mexico.
Cheers.
And it has Damiana in it. And here you go. Oh, that's so nice. You give it to the lady first, yes. And this is a very magical aphrodisiac elixir. Who wants agavero? That Mexican grandmothers give to their granddaughters on their wedding nights to get them wet.
Yay.
So, maybe it makes them squirt as well. Do I have some more of these little cups? Or any kind of little cups? Do you want some?
Yeah, just a little bit.
You want some in there?
Yeah. That would be nice. Thank you.
Okay. What are you drinking?
We're good.
Yeah? I need to get another cup. Come. Okay, I'm in the middle of my agavero moment. But Ralph and Rita met through... You want to drink
use
this one?
You can
okay.
use this one.
Okay, here we go. Okay. And did Christina just disappear?
I think so.
Okay. So then you can sit down there because she disappeared. She lost her seat.
Snooze, you lose.
Snooze, you lose. That's right. All right, so... So they called the show, and they had sex on the show. It was really fantastic. It was really exciting. Oh, here we go. Now we have more of these things. Are you happy with your glasses? Are you okay? Did you want little things like this?
It's fine.
Does anyone else want these? No.
We're happy.
Yeah, you're happy. Yeah. These come from... I shouldn't say they come from the 99-cent store. Although there is a recession going on.
What a great bargain.
Recession
for those.
Chic. Mm-hmm. 99-cent store. They should become a sponsor. Okay, so we're going to give a toast to Ralph's birthday.
And Ralph.
Happy birthday.
Rita.
Happy birthday.
And love.
Cheers.
Sex.
Cheers, everybody.
Yay.
Wetness. Cheers.
And female ejaculation.
And yes, female ejaculation. Right. Mm. Let's get back to that now. Have you ever ejaculated, Rita? Female ejaculation?
No.
No. Okay, you're going to learn something now. All right. So, female ejaculation is very natural, of course, because women do it, right? Some women do it.
Yeah.
Some people think all women can do it.
Yes, that's true.
I pretty much think that's probably true. Why would just some women be able to do it? That would be strange. And I do find that when women learn certain techniques, there are different techniques for doing it, that 9 times out of 10 they can do it, you know? So I've learned a few techniques here. Tantra is one technique. It does usually involve stimulation of the G-spot, right?
Yeah.
Not always, though. I know this one woman, anybody, and actually there's a few women that I know, that ejaculate by slapping the clitoris over and over.
Wow.
But then it's like the G-spot comes out of the vaginal opening in a way, and in a way they're slapping the G-spot because it's so swollen and protruded. Yeah. So I don't want to talk too much because I talk a hell of a lot on my video, which I might as well promote at this moment. Okay, this is female ejaculation. Dr. Susie Squirt Salon, Secrets of Female Ejaculation, featuring Deborah Sundahl.
Yay,
are you familiar with Deborah?
Yeah,
of course. Deborah is the...
I did a DVD with her, too.
Deborah is the queen of squirting, female ejaculation, F.E. She actually introduced it to me in 1991, and I just thought it was crazy. I just thought it was absolutely insane. But then, you know, she's very gentle, and she didn't really push it. And eventually she did get me squirting. Also, Axel Braun is another great female ejaculator. He's not on this one. Annie Body is, and Layla Swan. Do you know Layla? Mm-hmm. Now, Layla does the tantric technique of female ejaculation.
And by tantric technique, you mean that slapping? That's
no. No, I don't know what I mean, actually. I mean that she's a tantric sex practitioner, and she seemed to be doing exactly what Deborah was talking about. And Deborah doesn't say it's all tantra. It's just kind of a tantric attitude.
It is, and it kind of, for a lot of women, they require a little bit slower stimulation, a little bit deeper, a little bit, it kind of goes a lot, little more breathing helps me oftentimes.
Pushing out a little bit, not too
bond,
hard.
Either squeezing in or pushing out, having that
squeezing
root lock
in and pushing
and
out,
working
yeah.
your PC muscle.
Are you listening to this, Shai? Because you yeah. haven't taught me this yet.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah. Dot, 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 dot.
To be continued.
Wow.
Stay tuned. There might be more stories next week.
Does he get your G-spot?
He does get the G-spot, yes.
Okay,
yes.
He gets the yeah. G-spot. Yeah. And do you have sex inside most of the time?
Inside?
Well, indoors.
Yes, indoors.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Try it outdoors in a secluded area where you're not worried about, you know, soaking the bed.
Yeah. Okay. We have a code, Lockwood, and we know what we're talking about when
yes.
we say Lockwood.
That's true.
Yeah. We had sex
I don't know what you're talking
in
about.
An orchard.
Oh, in an orchard.
Uh-huh.
Well, but I'm just saying, when I yeah. first learned how to female ejaculate
yeah.
on my own, I mean, actually, this guy, Axel Braun, he just stuck his fingers in me and just started going, and he just made me squirt all over the place like a sprinkler. But I didn't really know what I was doing, and I couldn't do it on my own. Mm-hmm. He just kind of did it to me. But Deborah, you know, she has this book that really teaches you. By the way, the book is on sale at Shopping Heaven. It's called Female Ejaculation in the G-Spot by Deborah Sundahl. And she also teaches it very, very carefully and specifically in Secrets of Female Ejaculation, the Squirt Salon. She shows on Layla's pussy, you know, just where the G-spot is. It is so clear that a G-spot exists. It's amazing. And then proceeds to show how, you know, stimulation of it can produce fluid that is not pee. It has
no, they've actually measured it, and it's fluid that's similar to saliva, similar to male ejaculate, and also has tears and things in it that are totally not urine.
Like mix of body fluids.
Yeah, sometimes yeah. there's a little bit, if there's a little urine in your urethra and you ejaculate, sometimes it pushes that out, but
that's why it's a good idea to pee before you get into
empty
sex.
Empty the bladder. And just like you said, Susie, if you're outside and you're not worried about getting something wet or peeing on something, or that feeling of freedom, like, oh, I can just let go. Oh, that's mm-hmm. priceless. Just to know, okay, my bladder is empty, so I know that I'm not going to pee the bed. You know, that feeling of, oh, it's okay to just
right.
go.
Right.
Yeah. Okay,
back
well,
to Christina.
Yeah, back to me. I had to. I just came from actually. No, no. I think.
Speaking of which,
did you just ejaculate into the toilet?
I wish.
I have done that. Actually.
I did it before I came out today, though. Just because you never know. You know, you might get horny.
Right.
So. Anyway,
cool.
No. No, I drink a lot of water before sex.
You what?
I drink a lot of water before sex.
Oh, you drink a lot of water
yeah,
before sex.
I just think it's
sex.
Good to, like, kind of cleanse everything out.
And, you know, yeah. Annie Boddy drinks a lot of water whenever she's having sex and ejaculating all over the place. Yeah. A lot of these, like, power female ejaculators is what I call them. I mean, they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. I mean, I can do it a little bit. You know, I sort of squirt, you know, with an orgasm. Or actually, when Deborah was here that night, I was squirting quite a bit. But some of these women are just amazing. I mean, they're power female ejaculators. They're just going psh, 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 and it's squirting all over the place like a storm. It's crazy. Anyway, but it's fun. It's
one
fun.
Of,
it's
one
exciting.
Of my colleagues, she's a yoga teacher, and she was telling me that she used to learned how to squeeze her mula bandha. Maybe mm-hmm. you know that.
Mula bandha.
The
what
mula
is that?
Bandha.
That's like, well, that's yeah. like your root lock. Like if you squeeze, it's more like your butt than your
yeah.
PC muscle. But
yeah.
those two, you can kind of yeah. use them on and off if you can learn to yeah. isolate. Like, oh, that's my PC, that's my
yeah.
butt.
Yeah.
Well,
so
is that like the sphincter muscle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she's just sitting, taking deep breath and squeezing
uh-huh.
her mula bandha, the sphincter,
yeah.
and within like 3, 4, 5 minutes just squirting without
wow.
touching any part of her genitals. That was amazing.
Who's this?
My colleague in Israel. She's a yoga teacher.
Oh, are you from Israel?
Yeah, I was born.
You're Israeli?
Yeah.
Okay. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. So if you remember any Hebrew, we can
Ani medaberet katan ivrit.
Oh, nice.
Ani medaberet katan ivrit.
Ktsat.
Ktsat.
Yeah.
Oh, ktsat ivrit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Je suis désolé.
No, I don't remember. J'ai oublié. You have to start talking it to me again. But Deborah can pray. Deborah is a really good prayer. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pari, Hase'ex.
Yeah.
Genuflect. Oh, my goddess. We have so many different spiritual, sexual associations. So, back to Christina and your process. So, you were in junior high and you decided, I'm going to go over to the feminine side, as opposed to the male side. And how did your family feel about that?
Oh, they were kind of, I think they were creeped out about it because of the whole stereotype things. I mean, it was never really a whole good thing about it. But I've managed to prove, you know, my family kind of like differently. I don't want to say wrong because, you know, everyone's, I think, choice in life is different. Like, everyone decides to do their own thing.
Right.
But, you know, I just came from visiting my mom today, and, you know, it's...
Good.
They're good, yeah. So I have a good relationship with them.
Great. Great. And so they've adjusted.
Yeah.
They may, you know, have problems with you, but all parents have problems with their kids anyway.
And all kids. I think all kids have problems
People
with
have
their
problems
parents.
With each
bottom
other.
Line, they have both love each other.
Yeah.
Right.
We're there for each other, and that's
yeah,
what matters, I
that's
think.
That's the
you
important
know,
part.
Because friends are different. Friends can, like, you know, you can get in trouble and they're like, oh, what are you going to do? Whereas then, like, your family will be like, well, what are you going to do? But they'll, like, try to find ways of helping you. So that I know that
yes,
my family will be there for me.
Well, that's good. My family has ways of sometimes going, oh, what are you going to do? You know, but it's me.
We're not talking to you for a little while.
My family, except for Cousin Diane and, of course, my brother, Steve. I love you and Tia and, you know, but. The rest
aside
of you.
Aside from all them.
The rest of me, they call me when I'm on HBO. Oh, we saw you on HBO. We love you. But anyway. Okay. So, where are we? Okay. So, you know what? I would love to have the birthday couple come on. Can we kind of make way for them to take a microphone somewhere? Maybe. Whoa, oof, whoa. All right, this is Ralph and Rita, who started calling us actually when we first started doing the radio show. I mean, we've been doing the radio show really since 1984, okay, you know. But we stopped doing it. We started doing a television show, which we still do, but we don't do the television show that often. Anyway, it's all very semantical in a way, except because, of course, I'm on a camera right now. But we started doing the radio show as a radio show in February of 2006?
I think it was seven.
Seven?
Seven. We got on with you in 2007, and the show was brand new.
Brand new, right,
uh-huh.
Right. Yes.
Good memory.
2007.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah, because... Yeah, okay, 2007. Makes sense. So you got on, and you were this dynamic couple having a great sex life and kind of throwing caution to the wind.
Yes.
And so...
We definitely had a healthy sex life, yes.
Yes. Yes. You had. I recall that there was one sexcapade that began in a restaurant.
A bar.
A bar.
A bar,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, a bar.
Yeah.
And what bar was that?
I don't remember the name now.
Oh, really?
I actually have the picture of
it. It's in Highland Park.
We should go there.
What was it called?
I don't remember. But yes, it did begin there. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it began there.
With the bartender as well.
Uh-huh. Speaking of bar, how's your little skulls there?
Empty,
would you like
actually.
Some of that? Okay. So now, you met each other in a very scandalous way.
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, can we refresh our audience's memories as to how
Absolutely.
You met each other?
We weren't Go ahead, you first.
No, after you, please.
We were neighbors.
You were neighbors.
Yes, we were.
In what neighborhood, generally?
Something California.
Something California, okay.
Yeah.
Southern something.
Absolutely.
Definitely Southern. Mm-hmm. And Ralph was just a hunky, gorgeous-looking guy. And
that he is.
And I was just enamored, and I wasn't going to let him go for nothing. I wanted him, and that's all I cared about at the time.
Right. Blush. And you both had other families. See, this is the uh-huh. sticky wicky of the right. icky.
Yes. We were in relationships that...
And the hickey.
Yeah, and the hickey.
Right. You were in like, marital relationships with other people, so to say, right?
Yes.
You were married to other people.
Correct.
Yes. Right. But you fell in love.
Yes.
You fell in love.
Yes.
And it's kind of like a crazy thing, you know? It's a terrible thing, but it's a wonderful thing. It's what love does
sometimes.
The
crazy part was our spouses got with each other.
After the fact, after we
Right, you started telling me about that. I remember.
They had a baby and...
They had a baby together.
So my daughter and his daughters share a sister.
Yes. Can I ask you guys to spit out your gum, please?
Absolutely.
Oh, they're chewing gum.
I didn't have anywhere to put it.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah. So, anyways, just to do a brief, quick.
That's amazing. So you guys fell in lust, let's say, at first, and kind of love because you're now in love.
Well, you know what? I don't want to say it was lust. I mean, yeah, obviously it was lust. It was just a huge, huge amount of lust. But we weren't happy, and I obviously my favorite song was the one from Queensryche, "I Don't Believe in Love." I didn't believe that was possible. I just thought everybody that I was together was unhappy, and everybody that I knew that was married was unhappy, and always bitched about their, you know, their counterperson, and nobody was ever happy. And then I met Ralph, and I've been very happy ever since.
Ever since.
Everybody says it ends after the first year, and, you know, the first year's honeymoon period, and it's not, definitely not honeymoon
period. I'd also like to say that the sex life is very much healthy as well.
All right. Well, I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm so glad. You know, that's very cool.
Yeah.
So, that's... So now, you guys, you fell in lust in love. Right. I mean, it must be a kind of love because you're here still. And it's like, how many years later? 2 years?
No, it's way longer than that. It's like...
It's 2007.
Like, yeah. No. We came on your show in 2007. Right. We had already been together since November 1st of 2002. Was our, do you want to go to breakfast? I said, no. He said, do you want
to
get a room? I said, yep. Yeah.
Wow.
So that went down.
That was how that went down. He said, do you want to go to breakfast? And you said, no.
Yep.
And then he said, you want to get a room? Yeah. And you said, yes.
Yes.
What do you think about that, Mr. Sex Surrogate?
I think that's the way to, you know, why would we stay behind masks and play roles that they're not really are.
Well, because they were married to other people, that's why. Well, I mean, there's a reason why, but they didn't because they were just so attracted to each other. They were just so attracted. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
Well,
I mean,
there is such thing as divorce. Thank the Lord for divorce. And you
thank
don't have
the
to
Lord
be,
and the lady.
You don't have to be unhappy if you're unhappy. You can just move on.
Right.
True.
Well, you know, I mean, then your husband and your wife,
out of spite,
out of spite, made a baby.
Admittedly so, yeah.
Are they still together? Are they?
No, they don't
even like each other that much.
No.
They were two of the same pod. We knew that. I mean, I knew that it wasn't going to work. I didn't really care, really. When we first found out they had a baby, we were
in shock. Unhappy people.
You guys have got to create a reality show about yourselves.
Right,
oh my God!
I am so serious. What is that? Is that fascinating or what?
Well, that's why we're
they fell in love. No, you know the story, but still, to hear it, I know, I knew it too before, but I'm still amazed. And so the child between your wife and your husband...
Ex.
How is this child doing?
Well, our daughters obviously share the sister, and they all think of themselves as sisters, and when we have them over, we have all the girls over at once.
All right.
And
all treated equally.
That's a beautiful thing.
You know, it is.
It's a beautiful thing. You know, adults may be fucked up, or if you want to say experimental or exploratory.
No, fucked up's good.
But,
yeah.
You know, hey, but you guys have created a great environment
sure.
for these kids.
And, we sure have.
And not to get too, you know, kind of neurotic about who their parents are.
Right.
Because, you know, the nuclear family is a little overrated, okay? Because it's great to know who your parents are, you know, because in case you get a disease or something and,
right.
and all that. But if you're just with your parents, I ran away from it. And look what I became
right.
because it's just so suffocating. So it's good to mix it up, I
sure.
think.
No, I agree.
I think with love mm-hmm. and always compassion and understanding. What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah,
Shai?
I think...
They're mixing it up.
I'm a big fan of communal life, and as a kid, it's great to know that the world is not just mommy and daddy. It's more than that. And
right. Otherwise, you get fixated
well,
on mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
That's why
mm-hmm.
all of us have mommy-daddy complexes, mm-hmm. because all we have is mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
And that's who's in the house. That's who's at dinner every night.
Mm-hmm.
That's who tucks us in every night. You know,
well, see,
so
that's
if you can
thing.
Mix it up a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. I think you probably don't have these mommy-daddy obsessions.
Right.
Well, the thing for the kids as far as the kids go...
Unless you have a hot mom like you, then that would, like, all bets are off. You know, for hot moms and I guess hot dads, I don't know. I don't know. Sex is so crazy. All right, so so now you guys live together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And which kids live with you?
None.
Wow. You made out, yeah.
Plenty of time for sex.
Just so that you all know, we both pay child support.
Well,
yay.
Good for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so the spouses.
Yes.
You know,
we,
the
you
ba-
know.
They get
have
to do that.
On, yeah.
They,
yeah.
But they have the kids there.
Yes, they have the kids. My ex-husband has my daughter, and she comes over when his girls come over.
Are they funky about letting you see
At
them?
At first they were. You know,
yeah.
it took a couple
moments,
years.
Yeah.
You know, they do have their moments, but, you know, there's court orders that, you know, prevent them from doing
Well,
dumb,
you guys
dumb
are, have it made in the shade. I mean, anytime they want to give you a hard time, for what you're doing,
right.
all you can say is, you guys made a baby together, okay?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, all we're doing is just having the old in and out, like
right.
recreational.
Right.
You did the procreational.
Yeah.
And
right.
that's much more,
sure.
you know.
That's kinda, another life.
That's I mean, another life.
Yeah.
yeah.
Not that life isn't a great thing.
No,
I'm sure
absolutely.
She's
Oh, she's
beautiful.
Absolutely,
beautiful.
Yeah, she's a doll.
Beautiful.
She's so cute. She looks just
she's
like my Haley.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that, because
yeah,
so-called
absolutely.
Biology is on his side, but...
Right.
You know, hey, I mean, she's part of your family.
She is. She's
yep.
my daughter's sister, and
I wish we could have them all over, but unfortunately, because of the dildos and stuff,
right.
we can't
it
have
work
them.
Out.
When
no.
they grow up, when they're 18, we're gonna have
oh,
a big
definitely.
Party here
sure.
for
definitely.
Your whole family
and our exes as well.
And the exes,
yeah.
I would love.
We'll invite them.
Well, actually, we could have the exes over. You got to get some babysitters. How about
yeah,
grandparents?
They won't, well.
No, they won't come.
Maybe the ex's new spouses can watch them.
Yeah, right.
Well, the exes
yeah.
all have
well,
new
my,
spouses.
Well, my ex-husband has a girlfriend that he lives with.
My ex, no.
No.
Not, no.
Okay.
She,
oh,
she
what do you think
single.
About the new girlfriend?
I don't. I'm very happy. I actually told him at one time, I'm like, you know, next time you meet someone, be kind and be nice and remember all the mistakes you made in this one.
Okay.
And then go on, you know, and be happy. And I'm very happy for him.
Good.
She is an awesome stepmother to my daughter.
Oh, that's
So I'm
important.
Very happy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the important
yeah.
thing for you.
And I'm very
so.
Happy that he's happy, you know, because he was just a very, very not happy person.
Wow, this
so.
Is like a crazy ass story
a
with a happy, it's not an ending.
No.
But this
no.
is a happy kind of
a new
transformation.
Beginning.
Yes.
This
it
is a show about transformation.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Can we have a commercial?
Oh, we're going to have a commercial right now.
Okay.
So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right
don't come
back.
Yet.
Okay.
Need
well,
to talk
gosh,
with someone about
you
something
are...
you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot telephone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Maybe I'll put on a different hat. What's that? I can't hear you. You have to talk on a microphone. You have to talk on a microphone. Talk on a microphone if you want to communicate with me. Because I am on the air. And I have headphones on, which are kind of like earplugs, which you can hear people on microphones. So if you wish to speak, Ray, you have to speak on a microphone. That's all. You just get some guy to give you a microphone. What?
Karina's getting kind of tired. Are you planning on using her for the rest of the show?
Yeah. Bring Karina back. Bring Karina back. She's getting kind of tired. Karina. Come over here. I gotta ask you a question. Put those headphones on and sit down. Okay, now, are you the kind of girl... Take off your shirt, please. Take off, show off that outfit, yeah.
Nice outfit.
Yeah, show off that. That is some hotness. Yeah, oh yeah. Can you take off the top, too? Yeah, let's show the tits. Can we get over near the where's the webcam here? Oh,
wow.
My goddess. Oh, now this is something. This is very tantric here.
And they're real, right?
They look real to me.
Surreal.
They look awesome.
My nails.
Oh, my God. All right. Is she on the webcam? I don't know if she should be on the webcam. Actually, she should not be on the webcam. Webcam people, I'm very sorry, but you can't see the tits. But we're going to have tits on the backstage area of drsusanblock.com. Within X amount of days.
Okay. Sorry, Charlie.
Oh, my goddess. So, ooh, look at those hard nipples, too. Are your nipples always hard? Or are you excited?
They are always kind of like that.
I thought you would say you were excited like that.
And when I have Amrita, it's like a hose.
Would you?
Are you jealous?
Yeah.
I share.
Okay, that makes me feel better. Actually, I'm not jealous. I just want you.
I share.
Okay. Can you just rub the wire on those things? Wow. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
And I want those as samples when I go to the doctor to get those. I want those put in as implants.
Right.
Those
pretty nice. Really,
do those
really nice. Yeah. Beautiful. Would you like some more Agavero?
No, thanks. I'm good.
Did you have any to begin with?
I'm doing the Mountain Dew thing. I'm on a different buzz. If I do that, I'll totally take a nap.
Oh, you'll take a
nap. It's so past my bedtime right now. I know makes me sound so uncool.
Yeah, well, you know, some people are into the sleep fetish.
That's me.
And,
busted.
You know, if you're topless like that, they wouldn't care if you're asleep.
Yeah.
They would be all right with that. They would be all right. You could just, like, hang out with your tits, like, skyward, hopefully, and then sleep.
If gravity
that'd be fine.
Yeah.
You know, no, it's okay. I mean, they would roll this way, you know, towards your face, and that'd
sometimes
be cool.
In my armpit, which is really nice. Very sexy. Take that to the doctor, sweetie.
Yeah.
Take that home. That's nice.
No.
They make good pillows.
No.
Fluff them up.
What do you think about the Kundalini energy of these? This relationship here.
It's yummy. They have just a yummy synergy that I can feel. It's kind of oozing over here to my chair.
It's very hot. They had this powerful attraction. It started as an attraction, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
You have to just get basic. Let's get, like, down with the snakes.
It was a very heated attraction.
Heated attraction,
there
yes.
was... We were doing laundry all the time because
laundry. Laundry. Did you ever know that laundry?
We didn't even have to do laundry. We would do laundry anyways because we would meet down there and do laundry.
Absolutely.
And, you know, those were the first couple of weeks. Like, you know, we'd be folding clothes and you just feel this energy like, oh, my God, I just want to jump you right here, right now.
Sexual tension.
Totally.
Oh, wow.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just so hot. Because, you know, everybody does laundry.
Uh-huh.
Everyone can identify.
And that whole vibration of the washing machine.
I actually wasn't introduced into the vibration
until
I met him.
now
your husband was quite a dud.
Meet him in the laundry room, and guess what? He's going
to
show you.
Yep.
I'm going to spend more time in the laundry room.
Yeah. Well, washing machines are a great vibrator.
So good.
I mean, not in a penetrative sense, just in the outer course sense. Washing machines are great. So now, how come you two were doing laundry together?
Well, because, you know, I don't want to have to get into, like, the bad part of the ex's relationships, but they just didn't do anything.
They didn't do laundry.
They didn't work. They didn't do anything. We were the primary financial support for the entire family, and we did the cooking, we did the cleaning,
Absolutely.
We did send the kids to school, we picked them up, we did everything. So we were pretty much like single, except there was another person just kind of hanging around there talking shit to us.
In the house. True.
And we would go downstairs to do laundry. I mean, after work, we would come home, feed the kids, and then
constantly.
We would go downstairs to do the laundry.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty much the bottom. That's our side, of course. There's always two sides to a story.
Yeah.
So I just
there are.
You know, I just want to let you guys know.
I think your side's better. I'm going to believe that one.
Thank you.
That's what I choose.
I am a Virgo, and I am very honest. So there you go.
You're
a Virgo.
I'm a Gemini, so we're both ruled by Mercury.
Mm. Wow. Huh.
Where is Mercury?
Any Mercury's on here?
No, we're both.
And it's all about communication, you radio kids.
Yeah, we're communicators, you know, one way or another. You're a communicator.
I am.
You definitely communicated with me when you called, and you were just like the hottest couple in the world. You know, just
she
like
she is smoking, isn't she?
She is. She is smoking. Mm-hmm. She is hot. She is sexual. She went for the sex.
And you
know, a lot of people would say in our society that you did the wrong thing and you did the right thing. Look at how things have turned out. It seems like you did the right thing, not only for your libido, although libido is not something we should use the word only with because it is very important, but you did more than your libido. Mm-hmm. You brought these families together in this very kind of interesting way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You did, all because you wouldn't have lunch, but you would
have sex.
Yeah, breakfast, yes.
Yeah, okay, we're going to talk to Robert Kelly in Tallahassee, Florida. He wants to talk about the size of his penis, okay?
I bet he does.
All right, he's ready.
Line one.
Okay, Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio Susie One.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much.
So, did I hear correctly? You want to talk about the size of your penis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
let's talk
see
about
if you guys
it.
Think it's small.
Let's hear. What's the size?
6 inches.
6 inches. Oh, well, Brother Max is laughing, but he's a big tease. No, he just has one that's so big we have to keep part of it in storage. But I think that's a very good size, a respectable size, an average size. It's not a porn star size, although actually I have known a couple of porn stars who have that size. 5 to 7 inches is average.
It's totally normal, and it's more important what you do with it than the size of it. If you know a little bit about connection and intimacy, and it's not what you have, but knowing what you have and working it accordingly.
The meat, it's the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, motion.
But you know, the meat is important too. Let's face it. Mm-hmm. So okay, so
the only
you know.
Size on a man I'm worried about is the size of his bank account.
Ooh. Well, Robert,
everything else I can work with.
Well, Robert is 19, so I feel that if the size of his bank account is large, it's only because of his parents. Mm-hmm. Although, of course, penis size also has something to do with your parents.
Now,
it's genetic. It's what you're blessed with. You are blessed, darling, that you don't have a, like, weeny teeny one.
And if,
but are you feeling small, or are you feeling, what are you feeling?
Not really.
Did anybody make you feel that way at one point or another? That you're questioning it?
No.
Okay.
Why are you questioning it?
Just seems a little below average.
Well, do you watch porn?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go, darling. Porn stars are chosen specifically because they have large penises.
Not an adequate
larger
meter
than average
for most American men don't fit into the porn scale.
I think porn is fantastic. I'm a great supporter of the porn industry. Believe me, I am. And I have porn stars on this show all the time, and I love them. But I will say this. Porn has created a huge degree, and no pun intended, huge, complex in men who have normal-sized penises, average-sized penises, that are perfectly good for making women come and giving them female ejaculation and doing anything required. But they feel small because they're watching, like, Lexington Steel, you know? And that's, it's a fact of societal life at the moment. It is just a fact of life, and there is no operation that works. If you get an operation, you will hurt yourself. And besides, you have a, you know, I mean, you're not like one of the two-inchers that calls me, okay?
Porn is, for men, what the fashion magazines are for women. It's not really an accurate representation. It kind of tells you more how to physically be instead of how to be emotionally and how to be with a woman, how to really eye gaze with her and touch her softly and sweetly and connect with her. And to me, that's so much more important than just how many inches you have.
And just like and the fashion magazines, you can always do something with lighting and with, you know, with the
touch
the angle.
And,
you know, I mean.
And it's not about the performance either. I think porn puts this huge emphasis on the way you perform and how rock hard you are, and if there's a big money shot at the end. And
well, hard is good. Let me just go with that a moment. I mean,
I do come a lot. So I'm not worried about that.
Well, that's what's important, darling. Coming a lot and, you know, having about 12 children, right? No, I mean, coming a lot is okay. I mean, that's great. The question, the point is, do you have a good time? Do you know how to give pleasure to a woman? Now, you're 19, so do you have any girls in your life?
Yeah, some.
Some? More than one?
I'm talking to a couple different.
Are you having sex with any of them?
Some.
Some?
Yeah.
How's the sex?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. Well, you know, at 19, it could be better. You know, you could improve it, I'm sure. And you should improve it. You should learn more about sex.
At 100, you can still improve
it. You can learn about Tantra, for instance.
And definitely get her some toys, because toys are fun.
Toys are fun.
You're not going to learn it through porn, that's...
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what? I would disagree. I think you learn a few things through porn, but you have to take it with a grain of salt.
Right. Right.
You have to just, you know, you can learn some wacky positions through porn, certainly. Porn is one of our sex teachers. We have many sex teachers in our sex-phobic society.
When I was in the military, we used to call them training films.
There you go. Some of them are. Some of them are. And yet you have to acknowledge that the guys have bigger than average wangers. That's just because, you know, in any kind of training film, you want to have objects that really show up big.
Right.
Right? So.
Or huge. Yeah.
Yeah, huge. And they'd use trick photography as well. I mean, not trick photography, but, you know, angles, camera angles,
zoom.
Lighting.
Definitely zoom.
Yeah. So, and I don't know, do you have a lot of hair around there?
Shave
it?
No.
No, okay, he can't shave it. It won't do any good. Okay, so angles. You got 6 inches. I think that's fantastic.
You're
I think
fine.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine with 6 inches. You're good.
You know, most of the pleasure for a woman is just in the first 2 inches of her yoni. That's where all the sensation and sensitivity and a lot of the orgasm happens either in the G-spot, which is just like not even 2 inches inside or in the clitoris.
This is all very true, factual stuff, but I want to ask you a question, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get off on the idea that you're too small?
No.
No. Okay, some guys do.
Some guys actually get off on it.
Oh.
They obsess about it. And that's part of what they do when they're stroking, when they're masturbating, is they think, I'm too small, I'm too small.
She's going to laugh at me. Yeah. Oh, she's going to make fun of me.
And then they get really hard over that. It's kind of like a sperm principle. No, there is that. There is that. I didn't know if Robert was like that, but he says no, which is probably a good thing, Robert. Be happy with yourself. Love yourself. Enjoy that cock of yours. You're only 19. My God.
Everyone's
jealous of you just because you're younger than everyone here, I think.
Absolutely.
You are. You're younger than everyone here. So, we're all jealous of you. And you're jealous of the guys with the big cocks. So, fuck everyone, right?
Totally.
Okay, Robert, anything else we can do for you?
No.
We have a girl with big tits hanging out, you know? I mean, do you like big tits?
Yeah.
Beautiful breasts.
They're beautiful. I shouldn't just say they're big, but they're beautiful.
They're like the prettiest boobs I've ever seen.
They're up there. They're definitely part of the tantric package.
Robert,
you know?
You and your penis would love them.
Do you let guys come on your tits?
Huh?
Lingam.
Do you let guys come on your tits?
I've been known to do that occasionally.
Coitus.
Among other places.
Pearl necklace. Okay, jerk off for us. Come on. Jerk off for us, Robert.
Come on, you were a good boy.
We're almost towards the end of the show. We're getting towards the end of the show, so we want you to come for us, okay? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Okay. What's your fantasy? What's your big fantasy besides your small penis? No, I mean, you have a big penis. I mean... Who cares about your penis? What's your fantasy?
MILF.
MILFs. We are all MILFs.
Definitely.
Not me. No kids.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter. You look like you've got mommy titties there, baby.
Okay, then. I guess we're MILF.
You got some mommy titties, I tell you. I tell you, that's some mommy titties.
Robert, you'd be in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Okay, these are mommy titties, and you know what? My other guest, Rita, looks like she has some nice tittleage there. Yeah. Very nice, very pretty. She's now covering.
How big are your tits?
How big are goddess Karina's tits? How big?
I'm a 38 double D.
And that's what I will be one day.
And they are natural.
It doesn't matter.
And they are hanging so nice, and the nipples are so hard. She could just press them together.
And huge. I have the big, giant, sensitive, very sensitive nipples.
Okay, so what do we do with you with your... Then we're going to make you come, just for the hell of it. Oh, come on. Tell us what we need to do. Don't just go...
I love blowjobs.
Blowjobs?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. You want a two-girl blowjob?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm Karina and Rita. You're not going
to
be jealous here, Ron,
give it
right?
To just give it to
the radio here. Okay.
He's in the middle of
blowjob. Blowjob
for
a 19-year-old. Nice cock. Mm, we're going to lick your cock. Actually, it's a three-woman blowjob. We're going to put your cock right between tantric sex goddess Corina's tits and then hot Rita's mouth is going to suck on the head.
I'm going to go down and lick your jewel.
You got to come quick, though, honey.
Jeez.
This is radio. Okay. Radio. Okay. Give it up. Sucking.
Or we all will.
We want a climax. I want to taste your cum right in my mouth. Give it up to me, Robert. Give it up to me. I'm going to suck it now.
Oh, yeah, Daddy.
I'm
going to
just move those girls away and take your cock over and suck it right into my mouth like a vacuum.
Oh, she's taking it all, too.
Yum, 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 yum. 6 inches. Ooh, that's hitting up against the back of my throat. Yes. Licking your balls. Sucking it up then right into there. Okay. Come right into my mouth, Robert. Let me hear you come.
Come down my throat.
Shoot it right down my throat, just like shotgunning a beer.
Down the hatch, baby.
Down the hatch. Give it to me, baby.
I'm about to come.
Give it to me. Right down my throat.
Do it.
Come right into my throat. Oh, yes. Thank you for telling me you're coming. That was very radio-friendly. Yes. Very good. Very good. Yes. Oh, Robert, we love you. Robert, you have got talent. You have got more talent than 12-inch coughed men. Absolutely.
Susie.
You know how to come on command.
Do it again.
No, I'm not going to tell him to do it again. My husband. He's so demanding. Okay. That was great, Robert. Good luck. Keep in touch with us, okay? We want to hear how you're fucking and stuff.
You and your penis.
Yeah, we love you. And we've always got women older than you. Don't worry about it. Okay? Hot MILFs. Anything. All that you need, baby. Ooh, Robert. Thank you. Yeah. That was fun, huh?
That was fun. You are so awesome, great. Dr. Susie. I love you.
Oh. Well, you're very awesome yourself, but yeah, thank you. Well, you know, I didn't have to do much with him.
That was a nice threesome.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much required. I could even manage to be sarcastic in the middle of it, and it didn't matter. Some guys, that would go, oh, she's a bitch. Fuck. And then they hang up. I mean, you're not paying for it, right? This is radio. So you have to put up with me being a little bit of a bitch, right? If you want me to be sweet or whatever you like, call 213-749-1330 during the day. Okay.
Have at it. Yes.
Then I'm a therapist. Right now, I'm with my friends and, you know, having fun. And Robert was cool. He was very cool. You know, I mean, that's a guy who's going to be a great sexual hero, you know.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. One day. I think
six
right
inches
now,
is really perfect for honoring and kissing and licking and sucking.
Six inches is great, yeah.
That's like the perfect
fantastic
size.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, so back to my lovely couple.
Yes.
So where are you at these days? It's your birthday.
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Cheers.
L'chaim. Cheers.
Yeah. Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you.
What do you say in Spanish?
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Mi amor.
Mi amor. I say that?
Mi amor.
I say that.
Oh.
Mi amor.
You can say that, too.
Okay. So.
Yes.
How's it?
It's going great. My birthday has been great.
Yeah.
I have cooked for him today. I cooked him a nice dinner.
Amongst other things.
Right.
And then I...
have you had sex yet?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you have already. No, yeah. Okay.
After dinner...
Tell us about the sex.
After dinner, I gave him a really nice massage on his back at first.
Tell him what else, honey.
And then I wrote him a love... I wrote him something in Spanish, because when you write something that you love somebody and what you desire for them... In Spanish, it's just so much more, I don't know.
Romantic.
Tell me, tell it to me in Spanish.
I can tell you some details of it because I don't actually have it.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't know anyway.
Well, I told him, te deseo que tengas todo lo que quieres en tu vida por hoy y por siempre. Y también quiero que yo pueda ser tu fantasía por eternidad.
I heard something about fantasies there.
I don't know what she said, but that was something about.
Say it again. About the fantasies.
Turns me on when she says that.
And then I've got one more. This is what I told Ralph a long time ago in English, but I'm going to say it in Spanish. El amor de nosotros nunca se muere. Te adoro. And that means that a love like ours will never die. And I love you.
Oh. Yes. Right. A love like yours will never die. You know, I, of course, met my husband, Max, Brother Max, yay, here, while we were both with other people. Uh-huh. So, you know, it was tough. But,
you know,
one
of my favorite shows is Cheaters, by the way. I hope to watch them get busted. Cause
I got to watch
we
that
were
show.
So, we were so sly. I think one of the reasons why they were so upset with us was because... It was like right there. We were like the only couple in the whole complex having problems, and nobody could put it together, you know?
Well, you know, most of the time when you cheat, it doesn't last. Most
know,
of the time. But there are these incredible exceptions.
Of course, yes.
There are.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, you know, I say most of the time, don't do it. Stop.
Right.
Think about it. you know, try to work it out with your spouse.
Well, see, the thing with them is they thought we, you know, did it. I don't know. It was just interesting.
Well, see, when I first moved in, his wife told him, keep away from her.
Stay away
so
from her,
she
right.
She
predicted it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's the PhD.
Right there. I didn't know that.
Exactly.
But
she
predicted because she knew you were hot.
Obviously, yeah.
She didn't know you'd fall in love, but she knew you were hot.
Right. And well, she sensed something. You know?
Yes.
But yeah, they.
And it was palpable. I mean, you know, she's not stupid.
They thought we blindsided. I mean, they didn't see it coming at all.
They did see it coming.
They did.
She
they
told
didn't.
Him. She told you to be careful of her.
And, exactly.
Well,
so she did see it coming. She just didn't realize how powerful it was.
Yeah, it
and
was
then she did,
powerful.
And it swept her up, and she wound up having a child from the thing,
right.
Which is a blessing,
right.
You know. But
right.
Yet, it's kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
kind of amazing. It's kind of amazing. And we've been keeping track of this amazing family.
For about 5 years.
Well, we've been keeping track of it since 2007.
Yes.
But you've been going with it since 2002.
November 1st was our, you know, first fuck date. Our first date, period. You know,
yeah.
We didn't have ice cream until like 10 dates later.
Yeah. Our breakfast.
Yeah,
how do you keep,
before the full moon.
How's the sex?
November 1st.
Well, I'll tell you how the sex was in the
it
beginning.
Is.
We had sex everywhere you could imagine.
Yeah.
In cars, in parks underneath jungle, what do you call those? Monkey bars.
Yeah.
Behind stores. I mean, everywhere.
Okay, and how's it
and
now?
We're happy that we have our house and that we can just do it anytime we want.
Anywhere you want.
And you still have it with
almost
frequency?
All the time. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
I
ate her out on your show.
If we don't like, if we don't like go a day, I
honored
her, Yoni. We're like really horny by the following day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, feel free to do what you want here at the speakeasy.
Okay.
You know,
thank you.
I mean, you know, celebrate the birthday here.
Great.
Cheers. Happy
thank
birthday.
You very
Feliz
much.
Cumpleaños, Ralph.
Yes.
And Feliz.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Okay, and thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, gracias.
And this
okay.
year, your anniversary is right before the full moon. The day before, we're having a big full moon ritual, and that reminded me of it on November 2nd, and there's info in the events section of Goddess Temple. So it'll be like, I'll think of you guys, too. It'll be like your anniversary full moon sex magic ritual.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. Before we leave.
Goddess Corina, give out your
your
internet.
I mean your hand.
Okay, both. Yes, please. GoddessTemple.com. There's info on the full moon sex magic ritual that's happening this November 2nd.
Okay.
And there's lots of other info and juicy tidbits and
You are juicy.
Sex positive
so
educational
sitting here
videos.
Topless with her
Woo!
Nice 38 double D's just blessing
there.
Us. Blessing
yeah.
us. Beautiful.
Yay.
It's going to bless you for, you know, your whole birthday. Yeah. Many birthdays to come.
So.
Many more.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a big picture around once we close. So everybody from the bar should come over here. Tell everybody from the bar to come in here, the guests that we're on, because we're finalizing the show now. We're winding up. Tell the bar people to come in here. Okay. And people who are... Where's my camera? There it is. Okay. I've had some very interesting moments here tonight talking about Tantra, transsexuals, snakes. Here's the transsexual with the snake. Come on over here. You have the snake. We're going to do a picture at the end here. Yeah. This is Christina. Christina, you are an ongoing story because we have to hear more of your story next time. You need to come back again. But thank you for bringing giving us the second installment. We're waiting for installment number 3 because second installment has told us how you dealt with junior high as a tranny. Okay. And everybody come on over here. Come on over here. Be in the
just
picture.
For the clue, I, didn't
I want
I
you to be
tell.
Good.
That's great.
Be happy. Everybody, thank you. Thank you. Happy birthday. Thank you for being my guests. Come on back here. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make like pythons, not rattlesnakes, okay? Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.